10 out of 40 recently?
Not at all. We really don't focus on that right now, but last year, you know, I'm not going to give you a random number, but we worked on that last year, but this year we're more focusing on just as a defense, you know, kind of our get off speed and kind of our bull rush or whatever. So, yeah.
I mean, can you put into words just how, like, spring ball, everybody talks about how, you know, powerful you were feeling. I mean, has it gone up a level? So, you know,
it's scary. It's from the fact that I always dominate in the weight room. Like, I love lifting. Simple fact, like, you know, like, Coach Klein is probably one of the best strength and conditioning coaches, like, in the country, hands down, I swear. Because I used to hate running and lifting with him. But, like, I started seeing improvements and, like, having, you know, just improving muscles I never thought I have. So just the fact that I've seen improvements and just kind of worked towards me or whatever. Simple fact that, you know, like, this year is definitely going to be scary. That's how I have to put it. The fact is, it's going to be scary.
Coach Clay's talked about having a bell cow on defense, a guy who can just, you got a game plan around him, and that's you. He knows it. You know it. I mean, how do you take that, you know, pride in that and help your whole defense from that spot?
Coach Clay's, man, he's definitely made things easy for me. Because, you know, this is my third year playing D-tackle. So I'm always learning something. Because, you know, this D-tackle's I've been playing D-tackle for their whole life. So the fact that I'm still learning things, and he's kind of moved things around me and made things easier is always a great thing. And the fact that he has me kind of, you know, just, he really just tells me to go for a quarterback. I mean, he makes it that simple. And that's always a good thing. So I feel like, you know, Coach Clay's and me, you know, I'm the strength, he's the brains of the operation. So I definitely give him all credit. So
you guys defensively took a big step last year. How confident are you guys can build on that and improve even more?
I mean, the key word is being confident. And obviously, like, developing that. Obviously, I had a little bit of confidence last year to make plays. We have so many people on the D-line that had to go through that comfort level of playing on the big stage. So, I mean, we have, you know, Michael Amafuela, Scott Ekpe. We have so many playmakers. We have Roland. You know, we have so many playmakers that had to get comfortable, you know, to play on the big stage. So I feel like, you know, the fact that, like, sometimes, like even in practice, you know, we're so competitive, we're damn near fist fighting with each other because we want to do good. So I feel like, you know, just the simple fact that we've kind of, like, I mean, like, you know, I kind of gained that comfort level to make plays. I'm definitely looking forward to just other people making plays.
It's not just the starters. You guys look like you're deep on D-line.
Yeah, we have a lot of D-line. We have a couple of recruits coming in, too, as well. But, like, D-line, you had that mentality. You had that appetite to make plays. I mean, you really have to be a dog. When you're in the trenches against, you getting double-teamed by somebody that's 320, what is that, 640? You know what I'm saying? Two people? It's definitely a grind. You have to have that mindset to, you know, to win. And I definitely see that a lot with the young players, and they definitely want to make plays and they're hungry. And I definitely feed off that too as well. But yeah, for sure.
What's the biggest change that you've seen over the last few years from the moment Coach Kiln first arrived to now?
Man, just everything comes down to school. Just the athleticism, the recruits he's recruited. Coach Q came in and made a statement. He has that, what I like to call it, that tough love. And, you know, some people, you know, kind of didn't get with it, but people that wanted to win is going to get with it. Because at the end of the day, you can say this or say that to make people better, but at the end of the day, like, the tough love is always, you know, like, the backbone to a good program. And, you know, Coach Q came in and made that statement, and I feel like we definitely have improvement. We have like one of the, in my opinion, one of the top strength conditioning coaches, Coach Klein. He's definitely worked our butt off, you know, like either in the weight room or running, and I definitely see improvement.
Where do you feel you've made the biggest strides as a defensive lineman over your career? Because then you got to last season and you kind of burst on the scene.
just building confidence. That's what it is. And practice consistency. But I definitely feel, you know, as a D-line, we definitely have the appetite to make plays. Just, I mean, because, like, that's what I'm with all the time. You know, the D, like, captain's practicing with the D-line, lifting with the D-line. So we, it's just the, being comfortable to make plays. Because it's kind of hard for, like, the young players to come in and, you know, they get nervous. Because, I mean, you know, they're obviously on the big stage. And for them to be being comfortable and, you know, being, like, having their own swag, I feel like they definitely will make a lot of plays this year.
Yesterday, Coach Kill was talking about how he feels that he wants your team's identity to basically resemble the state of Minnesota and to just be who you are. Is that the feeling that you kind of get just from being around campus and as you start to see people, you know, pay more attention to you guys because you're starting to win again?
We have a lot of Gopher fans, you know, in Dinkytown. You know, like, I mean, my favorite place to go to is Qdoba, mm-hmm. and they definitely show a lot of love and respect, you know, but the fact that we have so many people behind us motivates us to be better, you know. It's just all the small things, just passing out posters, people coming to get autographs. It puts a smile on our face, but it motivates us to be better, work that much harder in the weight room, because you gotta have a motivation to play. But we have a lot of motivation, like offense and defense, and I feel like we definitely have a pretty good chance this year.
How motivated are you to have, you know, all your main rivals, if you will, all coming into TCF Bank for this season?
I'm excited, man. Coming to my home, like, that's just, it's so comfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, because, like, you know, having somebody, you know, at your house, you know, like, that's how comfortable you are, because you know, like, this is your house, and you walking in, you definitely walking them for a butt kicking, you know what I'm saying? So I feel very comfortable playing, you know, Wisconsin, Iowa, you know, it's just, words can't explain, it's definitely goosebumps right now, yeah.
When you think back to, I guess, one game in particular that comes to mind is Iowa, because that was a game that you guys ended up having a better season, but they had the better game that day. Is that one that kind of stays in the back of your mind?
What? It's always been revenge, man. Like, you know, off the field, I was a good team. I'll give all them credit, but on the field, you know, it's revenge. And it's, you know, it's just that, you know, that that guerrilla warfare. You know, you gotta have that mentality to win. And, you know, off the field, I was a good team, and I respect that. But, you know, when you're on the field, it's, you put all that aside, and you're trying to crack some heads. So I'm definitely looking forward to playing Iowa. And, you know, because we were 4-0 before we played Iowa last year. And, you know, I really don't know why we, you know, it's definitely, you know, last year I definitely critiqued the film and watch it and kind of learn from my mistakes. But I'm definitely looking forward to playing Iowa.
When you mentioned confidence earlier, would you say now, because of that, that you look at yourself compared to every other D lineman in the Big Ten and think, yeah, you're the best in the conference?
I don't think I'm the best. Like, you can ask coaches. I'm my worst critic. And, like in order to be the best, you have to be hard on yourself. That's how I feel. So either I'm always bugging my coach Phelps, bugging Coach Klein or Coach Clays, or sometimes bugging Coach Kill about how I can be better. And it's like, D-tackle is so hard to make plays. You know, it really is about standing in your gap. But, like, I want to make a lot of plays as a D-tackle. It's so hard to make sacks as a D-tackle. And the fact that I had 6 last year, I'm trying to beat that. I'm trying to be competitive against myself and other opponents. So I feel like the fact that I did okay last year was okay, but I'm definitely trying to, you know, stand out. I feel like this year's going to be going to be scary. That's how I put it. It's going to be scary this year because I'm so comfortable with playing D-line, D-tackle. I'm just, you know, ready to make plays and just kind of do a lot of damage.